Perek Ches, we have finished the calculation. We spent the whole show yesterday on the calculation, and today we're going to try to finish the Perek, see if we can. It should not be so hard. Okay, so we are up to Pasuk Tes Vav. Per Pasuk Tes Vav, after the calculation, Daniel sees Perek Ches.
Okay,
he'll show the one the next that's next to you will show you.
What?
The one that he'll show you the place. Perek Ches Pasuk Tes Vav. Vayihi Beroisi Ani Daniel Es Sechazon. Yes, it was when I saw Anil. There's repetition. Berosi means Beros Ani. So Berosi means I saw Ani Daniel. For some whatever reason, these words are being repeated. Es Hechazoin, the vision of the two creatures. What we learned the last couple of parag, the first 14 psukim in this parak, the vision of the two animals, the Ayil and the Soir. And which we have already explained what this means based upon the psukim that we're going to learn now, but at this point in time we're going to make believe that we do not know what this refers to. He saw in his vision two animals, an ayil and a soyer. I saw this vision vo'avak shavina, and I made a request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the angels, that I merit understanding to decipher the deeper meaning of this vision. Vihine, and behold, after I made this request, Oimele Negdi Kemare Gover, suddenly appeared before me the appearance, the vision of a Gover, a man. What is a Gover? Gover means an angel in the guise of a human being, which according to most Mepharshim refers to Gavriel the Malach, and he appeared in front of him. For Eshma called Adam, so we two, three, so we'll read some of the Mepharshim. For Eshma called Adam Bein Ula, and then I heard the sound of an Adam. So we have here a Gover and an Adam. Interesting, two different expressions referring to a human being, and we're not referring to human beings, referring here to angels. First he sees the appearance of a Gover, then he hears the sound of an Adam. For Eshma kol Adam bein Uloi, between the river. We mentioned before that the name of the river, there is the Uval Uloi. Uloi is the name of the river. In between, bein over here means, according to Rashi, within the river. Vayikra vayomar, and this sound of an Adam, which was another Malach, called out and said, Gavriel, that Gavriel is the Gover. A command was given to the Gover, who is Gavriel, Havein lehalos es hamare, make it understood to lehalos, to this individual, Daniel is the halos, es hamare, explain to him the significance of the vision that he has seen, the significance of these two creatures, the ayil and the soyer. Let's see Rashi very quickly. Pasuk, yeah.
Probably, I think the most positive of a human would be ish.
Ish
would make it as the most human of humans.
So there are many words. Ish represents the weakness of man. Ish and enosh. Mo enosh ki siskerenu. Adam represents more, I think, of a Adam elo elyon, the Chazal say, from the Nebuchadnezzar. Adam loshna to be similar. Edne. Aleph dalmem to be two as one, trying to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So generally, but Adam also refers to earth. Adama, from the earth, which represents man's frailty. He's just a boss of Adam. So you're right, there are many connotations. Each, there are many expressions. Gover represents gavus, greatness, might, power. There are many expressions. I don't know the significance of why we're calling one Malach Gavril is called the Gover, and the other Malach, which according to some of the Mepharshim, refers to Michoel. We know there are four major Malachim, Mimini, Michoel, Mismoli, Gavril, Lufnei, Oriel, Me'achorai, Raphael. So the God called them, according to some, refers to Michoel, and Michoel was instructing Gavriel to make it known, to explain the significance of the dream. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Tezvav. Vavaksha bino ha'isi misavish sheyavinu lo min ha'shamayim. I had a desire that in heaven they should make it known to me, that they should explain to me the significance of the dream. Bein Uloi, Uloi is the name of the river, B'soich HaNor, Vayikra HaAdam, and the Adam, which refers to Michal, called out and said, Vayema LeMalach, Ato Yugavriel Hovein Lahalos Esamar Perish Lze Esarazon, explain to this person the vision. Let's see the next Rashi. Lahalos. What is this word Lahalos? So Rashi is Loshon Chashivos. It connotes importance. Kemosha Karu Chamudos Kol Mokom. And that's why we have, this is a very important Rashi, because Daniel is called Ish Chamudos. We're going to have it later on. Daniel Ish Chamudos. He was Chomud. He was precious. He was treasured. And we see that over here. We said the Slichos. So here we're calling the Malach Gavril, the Malach Michal is telling Gavril, make it known to this Lahalos, to this precious person, this person, Doniel, who is not just the ordinary guy, but he is an Adam Choshev. Shekaru Chamudos, Kol Mokom Shnemer Laws. Anytime it says the expression laws, balut suru refers to a person of form. Umikan lamdu be'agada Yitzchak nidne la'aviv v'tzelem uvdimus, that Yitzchak appeared la'aviv b'tzelem uvdimus shenikra ha'ish halaz b'parshas vayihi ki, that when Yitzchak appeared, for when Yitzchak no one should say Miavimelech Nisabra Sara. Yitzchak Nidmil Aviv Bitselem. Yitzchak looked like his father Bitselem Uvidmus. Shenikro Ho'ish Halos Beparshas Vayhi Kizok and Yitzchak. As we find that in the parasha of Kizok and Yitzchak Vatechena Ein of Meiros, and he called the Miu Ish. So there he's called, where is he called the Ish Halos in the parasha? I'm not sure. We have to look at the parasha. What? Okay, let's just go further. You have it, says there, it tells you where in the. Give me one, I'm getting a chomesh, give me 1 second. Parshas Toldos. Kitzok and Yitzchak, okay. No. Okay, let's go further for now. Okay, maybe we'll come back to this another time. But it's called Vayhi Kitzok, Vayhi Yosef Yifei Toyav Zehu Hanoiv Hamonu Behe Dvarim Sha'av Zechel. No, the father gives, What? He calls Esav. Okay, I'm not sure. Let's go further. But this point, all we need for over here, at this moment in time, is to just to take note that in this pasuk, the Malach Michal instructs Gavriel to make the vision known to the Ish Halos. And Rashi tells what Lahalos means is Odom Choshev. Here the pasuk is giving praise to Daniel, as we find in Chazal. Chazal always called Daniel the Ish Hamudos. Okay, let's go now to Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk Yud Zayin says, Vayavo Eitzel Omdi. The Malach Gavriel came near where I was standing, uvivoyi, and as he approached, nivati, I was terrified. What? Uvivo'o, and as he approached, nivati, I was terrified. I was terrified. The Metzuda says, loshen bosa vacharada. I was overcome with terror. Vo'epola alponoi, I fell on my face. Vayomer Eli, and the Malach said to me, Havein ben Adam, understand ben Adam, ki le'es keitz hechazon, that he gave him a general overview of the purpose of the vision. The vision is telling us what's going to happen at the time, the end of days. So you have to read the words backwards. The hechazon, the vision, is referring to what will occur at the S. S means the time, keitz is the end. At the end of days, with the coming of Mashiach, the Gula, that is what this vision refers to, because otherwise, who knows, maybe the vision refers to what's happening today, what's going to happen tomorrow. All Daniel sees are two animals, two very mysterious creatures with horns growing, and maybe this refers to an event that's going to happen in his own lifetime. So the Malach says, no, the vision refers to what's going to happen in the end of days. Pasuk Yud Ches. Uvedabra imi, and as the Malach Gavriel spoke with me, nirdamti al ponai, I fell asleep. Now, obviously, it does not mean he was bored. It wasn't a
deep sleep.
A tardem was a deep sleep. Al panoi nirdamti al panoi, or so I fell into a deep sleep upon my face. Vayigabi, and the malach touched me. After I fell asleep, he touched me. Vayamideni al omdoi, and he had me stand. He had me stand again on my feet. Let's see Rashi. Leis pas gidzayin and yudches and Rashi. Leis kates liyamim rabim yihya chazon hazem. This vision will occur at the end of days. Yudches nirdamti lashon tenuma. Ushamamon, slumber and bewilderment. Al Omdi, and then the Malach stood me up. Al Mamad Ragli, he put me back on my feet. Okay, let's go to Pasuk Yitzhak. Vayom, and he told Vayom, and he said, Hinani Moyadiacha, I will make it known to you, Esa Shariya Biachris HaZoam. I'll make it known to you what's going to be at the end of the Zoam. So that's interesting. It doesn't say like by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, when he told his children, Heosu, Vihevsu, Vagibuch Mesa Shegulchem, Biacharis HaYomin. But that's not what it says here. I'm going to make it known to you what's going to be at the end of the Zoam, the anger. Ki lemoed kates, because there is a set time for the end. So here we're exchanging the word s as it's in a pasuk yud zayin. S means a time. Here we're referring to a moed, a set time will come the end. Let's see Rashi pasuk yud tes ki lemoed kates ki hu lezman kates yomim rabim. What you're going to see will happen at a set time at the very end of the days. Let's see. Just very quickly, Pasuk Yutes in the Mitzudos, Bi'achris HaZoam, Pasuk Yutes in the Mitzudas David, Besof Yimei HaZaam, Heim Yimei HaGolas. So according to the Mitzudas, the word Zaam is anger. Anger is synonymous with exile. When we are in Golas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is angry at us. Ki Lemoed Kates, Lemoed HaZman, the set time, Hagolos Yihiyeh Kates. The Golas will come to an end. V'lo le'olam yiksef, Hashem will not be angry at forever. So very, it's already in the Chama that everything comes to an end. All of the tzaris, the Golas, will eventually come to an end. Pasuk Kaf. Now here he reviews the dream. Ha'ayil asher isabal hakronayim, the first creature you have seen in the vision, which was the Al, the ram, which has two horns. Who is the ram and who are the two horns? This refers to the second Malchus. Who is the second Malchus after Bavel? An alliance between Modayu Paras. One horn is Modayu and the second larger horn is Paras. Malchei Modayu Paras. Pasuk Choval. Vehat Sofir Hasoir, and the Sofir, which means the adult he goat. These two words mean the same thing. Just as a poetic repetition, Hatsofir Hasoir, the he goat, the adult he goat, the ace, which has matured into an adult, refers to Melech Yavon. And in the dream, we learned that we started off with one horn, V'akeren HaGadolah Shebein Einav, and the large horn between its eyes, Hu HaMelech Gezuntad, is a Melech HaRishon, refers to the first king of Yavon, which is Alexander Mokdon, Alexander from Macedonia, which we know as Alexander the Great Gezuntad, V'Hanish Beres. And then when we learn suddenly the horn, Pasuk HaBez, the horn is broken, and in its place stands four horns in its place. This refers to Arba Malchuyos, these are the four kingdoms, Gezuntheit, Migoy, Ya'amoidna, that will come in its place. The horn is broken, that Alexander the Great will suddenly die when he's a young man of 31, 32 years old, and his Malchus will be divided among four of his generals, Migoy, but they will be Migoy, they will all be from Greece. They will not be taken over by other nations, Ya'amoidna, they will take his place. But they will not come from Koicha, which will see means that they will not be his descendants. They will not be from his children. They will be from others, generals, not from his seed. Let's see Rashi, some Rashi's. Pasek Chof, Malchei Modei Paras, the first creature you have seen, Ram, is the kings of Modei Paras. Beis Karnayim, Shtei Umos, Molchos, Kimosh Shepirash, Lamailos. So Rashi is telling us that I'm not going to tell you the interpretation here. We already went to the details of the interpretation the first time around. That was based on what it says over here. The first creature refers to the Malchos, the lion, the second Golos of Modei Paras. The two horns, one is Modai, and the second horn is Paras. Then we come to the next creature, the Tsofir, the adult he-goat, and that refers to Yavan. And who is the first king of Yavan? Alexander. Hamelech HaRishon, who Alexandres Mogdon, Alexander of Macedonia, Shahar against Daryavish, he murdered Daryavish ben Esther. He murdered, so notice he does not say, he makes it short. I like what Rashi does. See, Rashi, instead of, because we know there's a Daryavesh ben Achashverosh HaMadai, and there's Daryavesh ben Achashverosh HaParsi. Both of these people, Daryavesh, had the father the same name. But you got to keep track. One is Shamadai, and one was much later, about 50, 67, when even more. It was a long time later, at least 52 years later, was Alexander. Daryavish ben Achashverosh HaParsi. So in order to differentiate, he just says, makes it short, ben Esther. Commercial machine be safer, Yosefin. Okay, Pasuk of Beis, Yanishperes, Sherisa Shenishpura, the Tamoidna. Arba tachtecha kamosha kasim b'sefer hachalim l'mayla, like Rashi already told us in the previous one that we had the dream the very first time. Dal malchus asher yamoidna miyosagoy shachalik Alexander smoked the malchusa bimoso li'arba yuladim to four of his students. When he died, he did not have children, and he gave over the malchus. He really wanted, according to the midrashim, he wanted to give over the malchus to 12. He really wanted to divide them up. When he saw that he was dying, he was either poisoned or he died for some mysterious illness. I think most historians are of the opinion that he was poisoned. Alexander the Great, is that correct?
I don't know. I thought he died of syphilis.
What?
I thought he died of syphilis.
What's syphilis?
Sexually transmitted.
Okay, I do not know. Okay, but there are different opinions. It's definitely poor plans. It's a mystery. It's mysterious as to what he died from. Whatever it is, but he didn't just die suddenly. He died, he knew that he was dying. And it says in the Midrash that he wanted to divide the Malchus into 12 parts, but that did not succeed. So the end was he divided to 4 parts, the 4 Yiladim. The Yosef Karam Besifro, Arba, and the 4 Besifro, Arba Roshay Nemer, and they are called the 4 heads of the leopard, which we had in the previous perek. There was another reference to Yavan. In the previous perek, we had a vision of the 4 different creatures. The first creature was the lion, that was Nebuchadnezzar, with the wings of the eagle. The second creature was the bear, and that referred to. That referred to Modai Paras, specifically Paras, and the third creature was the leopard. And the leopard had 4 heads, 4 different parts, refers to the 4 different parts of the Malchus of Yavan. The Loi Bnei HaMelech Hayu, they were not his children. The Loi B'Koychoi. Now here what Rashi explains, what does it mean V'loi B'Koychoi? V'lo Yiyu Ha'achronim K'Koyach HaMelech HaRishon Ki Chaloshim Mimenu Yiyu. So this is how Rashi, I told you V'loi B'Koychoi, I think maybe the Mitzvah says, I will see that they were not from his own seed, it was not from his children. Rashi incorporates that part into the previous part, but B'Koychoi means they were not Giborim. They were not warriors with the same power that the father was. That he was. So let's see the Mitzudos. There are some important things here in the Mitzudos. Pasuk. Let's start with Pasuk Chaf in the Mitzudos. David, Bal Karnayim, Bal Shtei Karnayim, Malchei, Ratzolayma, Yirmoz Al Shtei Malchus Vehim Pomodei Paras. The first creature you have seen is the. I'm reading Pasuk Chaf in the Mitzudos. David, the first creature you've seen is the Ayil, and the Ayil has 2 horns. They refer to Modei Paras. Umashochay Sahachas Kavoy Minashniya Yoyra Ki Malchus Paras Tia Gedolim Malchus Modei Ki Hi Lo Moshlo Rak Shana Achas. This review we learned before. It only ruled for 1 year. The Leze also Hagvur Biach. And therefore, the second one, Paras, it overcame them. Ki Paras Timshul Achrei Modai, because Paras will rule after Modai. That's why the second horn came forward after the first horn, and it ascended above, higher than the first horn. Neganech Yom Vetzafayna. Then it says that it would gore to the west, to the north, V'le'amah Mizracha. And the reason why it did not say the east, it was because that's where Modai Uparas were located. They were in the east. Like it says in Yeshaya, that from the Mizrach will come the Ayit, the vulture. And in this interpretation, the vulture refers to Modayu Paras in Sefer Yeshaya. The Ayit, the vulture, is in the east and will come and attack the entire world. V'chol chayos, yirames al kol malchi adama. Okay, that goes back on what it says. That is really referring to what it says back in the previous, in the beginning of the parak. Okay, pasuk chaf aleph in the mitzudos, melech ratzloim ar yirmas al melech. Then we have the new creature that Sofir, the Sodehi goat, which refers to Yavan, and there is one horn, and the one horn refers to the first king Alexander the Great, who melech harishon yirmas al melech harishon, who Alexander smoked him kibam mipas hamarov. He came from the west. He was very swift, like a leopard, and he conquered many nations. Ubo ad Modayu Paras, he came to Modayu Paras, the Govar Alehem, and he prevailed upon them, the Horag Asmalkam, and he killed Daryovesh Ben Esther. The Hanishperes, Pasikov Beis, the Hanishperes, and then suddenly this horn broke, meaning that Alexander the Great died. Uma Shari Isa Kinishwa Karen Hagadoyle, Batamodna Arbo Tachtero, Yirmas, Al Kikasher Yischazik Alexandros Admaod, as he became extremely powerful and successful, Yomosu, he will suddenly die. Uve Mokoimoi, and in his place, Yamdu Arba Malchios, four new kings will take his place. The Arba Ruchos Vehem Roma. So here the Mitsudos tells us the four regions: Rome, Umitzrayim, the Eretz Yisrael, the region, not just Eretz Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael, Uporas, and the region of Persia, Hoamum Lamala, which was discussed in the previous psukim in the beginning of the parak. Migoy Ya'amoidna, from the nation Malchei Haratzo Sahem Yumibne Amo, the four leaders that will take his place will be part of his nation. They will not be foreigners. They will all be native people from the nation of Yavan, from Greece. The loy bekoichoi, but the loy yischazku bekoichoi shalaksandros l'skabekamu, but no one will be as mighty as Alexandros. So here's what I told you when I told you the pasuk originally, that when the loy bekoichoi, according to the mitzudos, bekoichoi means they're not going to be his children, they will be, they won't be relatives. Because children are called your koyach. Like Yaakov Avinu said, koichi about Ruvain, koichi voracious oini. So therefore, that's what it means according to the Mitzvah. They will not be his children, which was very tragic, especially in ancient times. Even today, everything, all the yeshivas, it all goes down to the children. That's how the system is set up in most places. But in ancient times, it was unheard of when it came to Malchus for it not to go to the children. That's the way it was. So here, this was a pella. This was a wonder that here we have a world leader. We have Alexander the Great. He dies a young man, 31 years old, does not leave over any children. And now four of his generals, four of his own people will take over, but v'loi b'koichoi, they're not his children. Okay, now, by the way, in the Midrashim, it says that we know there's a lot of history. I don't have the history, I don't have it in front of me, but Alexander the Great, part of his conquest, he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he was greeted by Shimon HaTzadik, by the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol came out dressed in his Big Day Shmoina, and he came out to greet Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great was probably planning originally to completely obliterate Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, but they came out to greet him, I guess to plead that he should not destroy Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. And this was during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And this is, I think, 160...
323
BCE. So go back in that period of time. So it was right smack in the middle of the 420 years of the Bayis Sheni. So figure about 180 years into the Bayis Sheni. So something like that. 180 years into the time of the Bayis Sheni, Alexander the Great came to conquer Eretz Yisrael. He was greeted by the Kohen Gadol. They went out to greet him wearing the big day, wearing the lavush of the kohuna of the kohen gadol. And by the way, there's much discussion in the mefarshim. How was the kohen gadol allowed to wear the big day kohuna outside of the Beis Hamikdash? That's a discussion because the big day kohuna can only be worn and used in the Beis Hamikdash itself for the avodah. What is the kohen gadol wearing the big day kohuna outside the Beis Hamikdash on the field as Alexander is coming? And the Midrash says when he came, he saw the kohen gadol was overwhelmed, and he bowed down, and he told his people that the image of this person always goes before me in my battles, and I realize it's only because of this person I am successful in conquering the entire world. We don't exactly know what this means exactly, but that's what he said. And obviously Shimon HaTzadik was mispalel for Alexander that he should be successful. Perhaps he thought that maybe he would have the ability to bring Mashiach, just like we learned with Koresh, and we learned all the Chizkiyahu and Sancheriv. We have all these different biblical stories where at every generation there's a possibility for the coming of Mashiach. So it's possible that the Kohen Gadol felt that now was a time that was fit for the coming of Mashiach, and somehow Alexander the Great could have been an enabler to bring about this process with his might and his power and his success, but he was mispalel for him. And as he approached the Kohen Gadol, he bowed down and said that the image of this person appears before me as I go to battle. He had great respect for the Kohen Gadol, and he did not do any harm to Yerushalayim, and he let them live. Everything was fine and good. And in fact, it says in the Medrash, it says in Josephus, that they took him into the Beis Hamikdash, I don't know if not the Beis Hamikdash Mamash, but took him into the grounds, to the campus of Yerushalayim, and they showed him what it says in Sefer Daniel. They took out Sefer Daniel, and they showed him the image that Daniel had of the two creatures, the Sohir and the Ayil and the Sohir, and he's the horn. And it says here, Beferish, this refers to Yavon. It says Beferish in the Pasuk of Aleph. Fiat Sofir Hasur Melech Yavon. Is Melech Yavon. He was Yavon. The Akaren Hagadola Asher Bein Enov Hu HaMelech HaRishon. So they showed him that the Pasuk already predicted he would exist. Now, I don't know if they showed him the next Pasuk. The next Pasuk that says that suddenly the horn will be broken and it will be replaced by four kings. I don't know exactly how he took that. I don't think he would like that. But it says in Josephus, they did show him Sefer Daniel, that his success, his conquest, was already predicted more than 180 years, almost 200 years, at least 200 years before it was already predicted by Daniel that this would happen. Okay, now we go to some very difficult psukim. Pasik Chof Gimel. Uva Achris. Now these are spooky psukim. Uva Achris Malchu Son. Now let's just take a step back. Now remember, we learned the psukim, the first 14 psukim of this perek, after we have the four horns. Again, the first horn is broken. Alexander the Great comes to an end. He's replaced by four kings, by four generals. They divide up the world. And then out of one of the four horns develops a small horn. And this small horn grows larger and larger. It develops eyes and develops a mouth. And speaks with great arrogance before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and destroys it. Destroys this horn. And this horn is given permission to exist for a period of time, and it will put an end to the Karban Tamid for a period of time, and then eventually it will be destroyed. So we discussed at great length who is this horn that develops, this little horn that develops in the place of this fourth horn. I'm just going to go back. We refer to Pasuk Tes. If you look back at Pasuk Tes in the beginning of this Perek Ches Pasuk Tes, min ha'achas mehem, and out of one of these four horns, Yotza develops Keren Achas Mitzir, a small horn, that Tigdal Yeser, and it grows to a great degree El HaNegev to the south, the El HaMizrach, the El HaTzevi, and to the east and to Eretz Yisrael, VaTigdal Atzva HaShamayim, VaTapel Arza, and it brings down, it casts down, it throws down to the earth Min HaTzva Min HaKochav Matir Mesem. I'm sorry, not, there's no eyes here. I'm sorry, I made him say the eyes in the previous parak. I made him say the eyes and the horn is in the previous parak about the four different the image of the pig. But here we have just this creature, this he goat, the fourth horn, one of the four horns of the small horn, and it gets very, very large, and it casts down Klal Yisrael, which is called the Tzva HaShamayim, and it trembles upon them. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Yatzar Hatzva Higdil, it raises itself up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Mimenu, and it destroys the Beis HaMikdash, Mimenu Hudam HaTamid, V'hu Shlach Mechoyim Mikdasho, it puts an end to the Tamid, it destroys the Mizbeach, or it destroys the Beis HaMikdash, and Pasuk Yud Beis, V'tzavot Hinosin, and it's given an allotment of time, it's allowed to prevail, and stand strong for a period of time, and whatever it does, it is successful. Okay, so now we're going to discuss the significance of that part of the dream. Pasuk Chof Gimel. Hard Pasuk. V'acharis Malchusam. And at the end of their Malchus, the end of the Malchus of Yavon, when their time comes, Kihosem HaPoshin. Kihosem means when it comes an end to the sinners. I will explain what that means. There are many interpretations for these two words. Ya'amoid will arise, melech a king, that's asponim, brazen, umevin chidos, and understands riddles. So let's learn this first according to Rashi. Rashi, Pasuk of Gimel. Uvi'achris malchusam, at the end of the malchus of Yavon, at the end of these four kings, ki hasem ha'poyeshem, ki shiyagiyu zman sheyithamu, Rishay Yisrael Shebebayisheni. So Rashi is very, very scary Rashi, that the Poyeshim here refer to the Jewish people. There will come a time, at the end, we're jumping way ahead in history, the Malchus of Yavon will come to an end, it will be replaced by Edom. Edom was an outgrowth, even though Edom is considered to be a separate Malchus, it's the fourth Malchus, but Edom is considered to be an outgrowth of Yavon.
Superseded,
but it's still called an outgrowth. It's not in this pasuk a separate creature. It's just another horn. There are four horns, which are the four parts of Yavon, and then from the fourth horn develops a new horn, and this new horn is the Malchus of Edom. Edom, from our perspective, is not necessarily a new Berea. According to Rashi, in the previous prophet we learned that Edom is a new creature. It's a separate animal. Bavel is a lion. Madai Paras is a bear. Yavon is a leopard. And Edom is a different creature. It's a whole new creature. It's a chazir. In this vision, we have a different focus. We're not focusing it from the perspective of the world. We're focusing it from our perspective. In our perspective, we don't look at Edom as something, a completely separate entity. We look at Edom as an outgrowth of Yavon. From the fourth horn develops another horn. And then there is Klal Yisrael will sin, and their sins will reach a point of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can no longer ignore their sins after 420 years, and Hashem will decide to destroy the Bayisheni, and at that point in time, Hashem will decide to destroy the sinners of the Jewish people, and Hashem will cause there to rise a melech. Who is the melech? Asparim Titos. Now Titos was not a king. He was not a Caesar. He was just an officer. He was a general for on behalf of Anderonios. He was a general on his behalf. But he's called here a melech, as part of his brazen, because he was the one that actually led the destruction of the Bayesheni. He stuck his, he thrust his sword into the proiches of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Umevin chidos, and he will be a very clever person, he will understand riddles. Let's see Rashi, Pasuk of Gimel Rechus, Ayyot Malchusam, Kiyosem HaPoishim, Kishyagiyu Zman, Sheitam Rishay Yisrael, when HaKadosh will decide to bring an end to the wicked of Yisrael, Sheba Bayesheni, Yamud Melech as Panim, who? Tito Sarasha, the one who destroyed the Bayesheni. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk, and then we'll come back and see the Mesudas, and we'll discuss some other things. Pasuk Chaf Dalit, the Otsam Koichai, he will be extremely powerful. The Loibe Koichai, but his power will not come through his own strength. The Koyach of Titos of Rome will be a gift. There'll be power, but not through physical power to manipulate the Niflos Yashkas, and he will destroy wondrous nations. He will destroy the Hitzliach. He will be successful, the Asa, and will do whatever he wishes. The Hishchis Atsumim, and he will destroy the mighty, the Am Kedoshim, and will destroy the holy nation, will succeed in exiling the Jewish people. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Chof Dalit, v'otzam kocho, but v'loy b'gvura, but it will not come through might kiyim b'chal kolakus, but it will come through smooth talk. Chal kolakus means the koyach will be through persuasion. K'moshu v'furish m'sof ha-sefer, v'niflos yashkes, v'haflei v'fela, here's where that expression, v'haflei v'fela yashkes oiv d'kachavim, and with wonders, Titos will destroy the nations. The Yitzliach V'yasa Chefs will do whatever he wishes. The Hishchis Atsumim will destroy the mighty. Hishchis Umos Rabim will destroy many nations. The Am Kedoshim Yisrael Hamaminim Itar will also succeed in destroying the Jewish people. So referring over here to Edom. Edom will have the power to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, and in the process of doing so will conquer the entire world. Rome will conquer the entire world and will also conquer the Beis Hamikdash. Pasik Chofei V'al Sichlo. Now, V'al Sichlo means, and through his understanding, conniving, Sech means understanding, V'al Sichlo, and with his understanding, V'yitzliach. It's not really easy to eat, we'll see the other Mepharshim in a moment, but V'al Sichlo, what? With where are you reading from? You're reading from the Mitzvah. V'avur roiv sichlo, through his abundance, his great wisdom, yatzliach hamirma shabiyadu, he'll be able to succeed in his deceit. Uvilvavo yagdil, and his heart and his heart will become extremely arrogant. Uvishalva yashkas, and in a state of peace, no daigus, he will destroy rabim, many people. Vialsar sar miyamon, and he will stand up against the prince of princes, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uve efes yod yishaver, but his death will come without anyone lifting a finger. How did Titos die? When Titos returned home, a mosquito went into his nostrils, and it pounded away in his head for many, many years, and eventually he died from the pounding of the mosquito in his brain. It grew into a bird. So no one had to lift a finger to destroy him. When he went back home from destroying the Beis HaMikdash, a storm rose up to sink his ship, and he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said that this God only has power over water, because he destroyed the Egyptians over the water, and now he's coming to destroy me over the water. So Hashem says, Hashem caused the storm to subside, and it said to him, Rasha, I'll destroy you with a teeny, teeny little creature of mine, the smallest creature, the mosquito will come into your head, will pound away, develop into a bird, and that's what killed him. That's what it means over here, the Ephesiod. What?
It's in
Gittin. Yes, in the Gittin. With no Eves means no Yod, Yishaber, he'll be broken. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Chafei. V'al Sichlo, V'al Sichlo, V'al Sichlo, V'al Yidei Shuchu, V'maskel, into his success, B'chol Asher Yifne, V'yatzlich, Yachzik, B'mimer Yodo, he'll be successful, and he will succeed in his deceit. V'vav Yagdol, Yisko, he'll become arrogant, V'shal V'yashchis Rabim, V'mirba, U'v'chal Kalus, Yashchis Rabim, Hayoshim, Ima, B'brisa Shalom, with smooth talk, he will, with deceit and smooth talk, and lies and deceit, he will prevail over many other people. And he will speak with arrogance towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He will die through a mosquito. The most weakest creature in the world will kill him. And now the Malach says, and this will continue to exist, this situation where the Jewish people will be exiled and are going to be subject under Titus, will going to continue to exist for a very long period of time. The period of time of MS of Erev Boker, which we learned yesterday was 2,874 years. The 2,300 plus the gematria of Erev Boker plus 574. So the Malach tells Daniel, "Amari Erev Boker Asher Nema that was said MS, who is true. The Atan, you, I'm giving you a command. Sasom hechazon, concealed vision, kiliyam rabim, because it's not going to happen for many, many days. It's going to be a very, very long time until this until it will come, until Gula will come. And therefore, I do not want the Jewish people to give up hope. And therefore, it's not important they should know when the Mashiach will come. They should yearn for its coming every single day, but it's not important they should know exactly when it will happen, because they know that it's not going to happen in their life. He didn't write it clearly. It's a mystery. And as we learn many times, the numbers can be interpreted many, many ways. Maybe the numbers can be interpreted to mean it will come in the year 1354. Right? If it comes in the year 1354, then it should have happened a long time ago. Every generation can reinterpret the numbers for their generation, and therefore it's written in a very mysterious way. Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vani Donil, I Donil Niyesi, I was, after hearing and hearing these words, the Nechelesi Yamim. The word Nihyesi means, according to the Mitzvot, Nishbarti. Nihyesi, I was broken. When I saw the horrors of what's going to occur at the end of days, I was broken. V'nechelesi, I was sick, Yamim, for many days. V'yakum, but I rose up. V'eses meleches hamelech, I was appointed by Nebuchadnezzar. This dream took place during the time of Belshazzar. So he was living during the time of Belshazzar, and he had work to do. And I got up and I did the meleches hamelech, and I was bewildered at what I have seen concerning the Mara Ve'ein Mevin. I did not understand the deep interpretation of what was taking place. Let's finish up the Rashis. Ra Pasik Pasik Chof Vav Umare Ho Erev Haboiker Asher Nemel Lecha Bechalom Ho Elyon Emesu V'yato Samechazon Al Tafri Sheyu. Do not explain exactly what it means. V'sasmeyu Bilvavcha, conceal it in your heart. Ki liyamim rabim yavo, it will happen in many days from now. Pasuk of Zayin Rashi Niyesi Loshon Hover V'Shever. It means a present tense of brokenness. Kolaymar Nitzta'arti, I had great pain. Al Haparanas Hazeh V'Nidach V'Nadchisi, and I was crushed. V'Mekesh V'Nidchisi, I was crushed. I was crushed from what I saw. Es Hamelach Hamelach, and after I saw this crushing, yet I went weiter. This is a Musar Haskel. Even though a person suffered incredibly bad news, he was able to compose himself and go forward and go back to his job, go back to his mission. I was appointed to do work for the government, Belshazzar, who was Shemanuhu Nebuchadnezzar, Aviv Kamosh Nebuchadnezzar, Bechilas HaSefer, V'Yishlita Al-Kol, this Babel. He was given the authority by Nebuchadnezzar over the entire district of Babel, and now he was living during the time of Belshazzar. Belshazzar was either the grandson or the son of Nebuchadnezzar, and he had work to do, and therefore he continued to do his job, the Emuna, even though he was frightened. He had this terrible revelation of what's going to be B'yachas Yavim, all these horrible tsaris, and he was able to compose himself and get back up, pick himself back up, and go back and live his life, which is an incredible Musar Haskel of that despite the greatest horrors, a person is able to continue to go forward and go forward into the future. I was bewildered. Even though I was nishtoimim, I was able to compose myself and I was able to get back to work. And so beautiful in Medrash is that when it says here that lefnei hamelech, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to Rashi, this simple interpretation here is that even though he saw this frightening dream and was bewildered, he was still able to compose himself, pick himself back up, and work for Nebuchadnezzar, work for the government. Now he was Belshazzar to continue doing his job. But also, kamin melech is a remes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was able to continue in his avodas Hashem. He did not say, since Mashiach will not come in my lifetime. What do I need this for? I'll give up. I will not daven three times a day. I will not learn. I will not go to a shir. I will not do mitzvahs, chesed, tzedaka. No. Even though I see that in my lifetime it's not going to happen, it does not matter. I'm ill, it doesn't matter. I compose myself. Es meleches hamelech, the melech malchei hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to daven, I'm going to do chesed, I'm going to learn Torah, I'm going to continue to live my life as a Jew should, even though I realize that days of difficulty lay ahead for us, for Klal Yisrael, for everyone else. He still was able to go further. Now this, everything we learn here is according to Rashi. According to Rashi, of course, this refers to Rome. We have here the second creature, the He-Goat, and the He-Goat has the four horns, and then from the fourth horn develops Rome, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, to punish the sinners, the Jewish people, and we're pretty much discussing Titos. Now, a lot of the Mefarshim and Midrashim elaborate that the Koyach of Rome was Koyach HaDibur, the church. There's a lot, even though Rome started out as a pagan society, a pagan empire, ultimately it became the Holy Roman Empire. They embraced Christianity. And that is alluded to here when it says the Otsam Koychai, they will become extremely mighty. V'loy b'koychai, it will not be through koyach, it will not be through physical might, it will be through the koyach of persuasion, the koyach adibar, through what the speeches of the religious leaders, the Pope and the Church, through their koyach adibar and brainwashing people, and brainwashing Pasuk of Dalit, and brainwashing people that if you want salvation, you have to believe in us and give us all of your money, and we will bring for you atonement for your sins. Umevin Chidos, the Pasuk of Gimel, where it says that Yaman Melech Asfan Umevin Chidos, Chidos also refers to the Pope, the religious, the clergy, because the clergy, they were able to explain the Bible. Whatever it says in the Bible, all these mysteries, how are we to make sense of what's taking place in this world? They would be the ones that would be the explain the mysteries of Scripture, of the Chidos. So there's over here a lot of allusion here to this idea of the church, that it started out, according to Rashi, that we're dealing here with Edoim, specifically with Titos that destroyed the Bayi Yesheni, but then we go further, that Edom caused great harm, was given permission to subjugate the Jewish people for Golis. We're still living in Golis Edom, and what is the bulk of Golis Edom? It is not just the Roman Empire, but the Holy Roman Empire, as they embrace Christianity and persecuted the Jews with a Melchemes Das, a religious war. And the religious war is alluded to again, it will be in these different expressions, refer to their religious leadership. There's another. What? No, Rashi is just saying very simply this. Well, Rashi is the foundation. Rashi says that this refers to Edom, period. Edom is Rome. Rome developed out of Yavan.
Who darshans the extension?
I think the Malbum. Could be the Malbum, the Barbanel. I don't remember all the names of the Farshim. It's alluded. I have to look in the art scroll. The art scroll, Daniel, he mentions some of these things. I think the Malbum, the Barbanel, the most of the Rishonim in the Megros Gedolos here on these Psukim. This is the Yisod that we're dealing with. We're dealing here with Edom, the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash by Titos, who was a pagan, and then we come to Christianity, because the Pasuk tells in the end of the parak that they've been going to be given permission to subjugate the Jewish people for a prolonged period of time, for 2,874 years. During that period of time, they're going to develop into a religious nation, Christianity, and fight against the Jewish people with a religious war. And that's all alluded to in the various different expressions mentioned over here. Now,
that's supposed to go to you.
Until Mashiach comes, yes.
The church doesn't rule
over
the Jews
today. Oh, so we have to reassess. Because if Mashiach would have come in the year 1354, that was during the time, certainly the Vikruch HaRamban, that was when the church did rule over and caused Jewish people most of their problems. Today, yes and no. It's a little bit different. That's why there are many other interpretations. According to some of the Mefarshim, everything over here, we're not going to have to stop because we're out of time, but according to some Mefarshim, I'll just summarize it right now very quickly, that everything here is referring to the Arab nation. the melech aspanim umeven chidos is, or this horn that is developing out of Yavan is not Rome, according to the Ibn Ezra. It is, the fourth Malchus is Islam. Rome is included in the four horns. Alexander the Great dies, he's replaced by four different leaders. One of those four turns into Rome. Okay, that's fine, that's included in the four. Then develops another small horn, which will subjugate and cause the Jewish people much suffering until the coming of Mashiach. That refers to the Arabs. That refers to Yishmael. And everything that it says over here, Uvi Achris Malchusam Kihosem Hapoishim Yamad Melech Al Asponim Ubibn Chidos, this refers to Muhammad maybe? I don't know. They say Muhammad wasn't such a Chacham. I don't know who is referring to, but it refers to a leader of Yishmael. That's another approach. A third approach, every single thing that it mentions here refers to the miracle of Hanukkah, refers to Antiochus. And when it says there'll be a Melech as Panamed and Chidos, refers to Antiochus Harasha, the worst time of the Malchut, the very end of the Yavanim, right before the Chashmonaim prevailed upon the Yavanim. At that point, after Antiochus, the whole Malchus of Yavanim was all downhill. It was all a succession of the leaders that were very weak, and a lot of battles and civil wars and many things were taking place, but the last strong leader of Yavan was Antiochus. He was the Melech as Panim Umevin Chidos, which caused great trouble for the Jewish people, and everything he refers to over here is in reference to him. And then when it says that the time will come, when they'll come to an end, will be with the success, the Nitzachon of the Chashmonaim, the time of Hanukkah. And then another Mahalach to recess now in generations, which we mentioned yesterday, is from Rav Chanan Wasserman. Rav Chanan Wasserman says that everything that refers to over here refers to Hitler, refers to World War II. And we discussed this yesterday, that he made a calculation that 2,000, if you add 2,000 300, the number that it says here in the Pasuk Yudalit, 2,300, from the time when this Nevuah was said. This Nevuah was said 52 years after the Churban Bayis Rishon, 18 years before the building of the Bayis Sheni. If you add 2,300, it comes out to approximately 1929-1930, which is the year when the Nazi Party came to power, when the Nazi Party was the largest party in Germany under the leadership of Hitler, when he came to power. And at that point in time, it says here, and he said everything it says here refers to Hitler, Yimach Shemo. If you read the words, it says over here, if we read the words of Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Uviachris Malchusam, at the end of the Malchus of Edom, Kihosem Haposhim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring an end to, going to punish Klal Yisrael, the Holocaust. That's what it says, that's how he interprets it. The Holocaust, 6 million Jews, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cause us to suffer. Yamoid Melech Aspanim, who will rise to power? A king who is Molei Chutzpah, Hitler Yimach Shemo, Umeivin Chidos, and he will understand riddles. The Otsam Koichai, whatever he does, will be successful. V'loy v'koichai, it will not be to his personal success. It will be l'mala miderech hateva. V'niflos yashchis, he will conquer. He will invade many nations, and he will succeed. V'hitzliach v'osam. V'hishchis atzumim. I'm reading Pasuk Chav Dalid, and he will destroy the mighty nations. V'am kadosh and klal Yisrael. V'al sichloi v'hitzliach, and with his understanding, he will be successful, and with deceit in his hand, he will become extremely arrogant. But then, how will he die? As we know, Hitler. How did Hitler die? Commit suicide? You know, there are conspiracies, there are books, encyclopedias about if he escaped. There are. There are theories. Can you imagine? He is responsible for the death of 50 million people. 50 million people. that's including World War One also. I take it back. But he was responsible.
World War II.
I'm saying so. I don't know if that includes. But he is responsible for the death of besides the 6 million Jews for what took place during World War II.
20 million
in Russians. And he's responsible for this. And how did he die? We don't even know where he is. We don't even know where his body is. His body has never been retrieved. No, and the Hitler, and the FS Yod, no one touched him. He died. He committed suicide, or whatever happened. It was the FS Yod Yishaver. So, according to Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, he takes these psukim and he says this psukim can be read in our generation to refer to our current events. So, basically. Now we're the Boker after the Erev, right? We're hoping that it should be time of Mashiach. So basically what we have over here is we have this psukim, we have four mahalchim, four different ways to explain what this refers to. Either, according to Rashi, it refers to Titos, and it refers to what's going to continue through, and then the Mefarshim develop that and explain that the psukim go on to explain what's going to happen later in the Malchus of Rome through the church. We have the repeat of the Ibn Ezra. Now everything that it says over here is referring to Yishmael. We have the approach of some other Rishon that everything that refers to here is reference to Yavon, Antiochus, referring to the miracle of Chanukah. And according to Rav Chanan Wasserman, modern day commentators, 20th century, Rav Chanan Wasserman is referring to the 20th century, to World War II, and to the Holocaust. He died in the Holocaust. He died, he went back. He went back to die in the Holocaust. He was in America. Rav Chanan Wasserman did not have to go. Rav Chanan Wasserman came to America. And he knew that going back, he went back to be with his people. And when there's a record of exactly how he died. The Nazis took them out to the forest, and he told them that you're dying. He told the people, his talmidim, we're now going to do al kiddush shem shemayim, and you should be mechaving. You should have the proper kavana that your death will be an atonement for Klal Yisrael, and you don't. It's how important it is to be in the proper frame of mind at this very holy moment. There's a story, I don't know all the details, but a carbon machshava is ma'akev in a carbon. When a kohen brings a carbon, if the kohen has an evil thought, then it's not a kosher carbon. So he told his talmidim that we are korbanos, and it's critical that we should be in the proper frame of mind when our lives are taken from us, and it will be an atonement for Klal Yisrael. It's recorded in detail exactly what happened. But this is the gist of what these very mysterious psukim refer to. Okay, so we'll stop over here, up to Perek Tes.